This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The global oil market's about as big a big picture story as you can get, right? So is the biggest American car maker not being able to come to terms with its biggest union, now that you mention it. But at least for that story, there is an easy way to make it personal. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson spent the summer in Ohio, Michigan, and Maryland talking to workers at three plants that GM has decided to take offline about the choice they were offered. Stay with GM, even if it means picking up and moving, or doing something else. With the strike now in day one, we asked Tracy to get him back on the phone.
Lewis Phipps Jr. logged 20,000 steps on the picket line this morning in front of GM's idle transmission plant outside Baltimore. He's one of only seven people still working there. And he says when he got the text message yesterday about the strike.
Yeah, I said, yeah, let's do it. The people up there in them big offices, they're getting their money. The CEOs, the vice presidents and all of them, they're getting paid big dollars. We down here, we getting little pennies compared to them.
Like many GM workers, Phipps feels like GM's employees helped the company through the financial crisis. And now that it's doing better, they should share in that. In the meantime, they'll have to make do with only $250 a week from the union while they're on strike. Mike Greason, who works at GM's Toledo plant, says he always makes sure his finances are in order when the UAW contract comes up for renewal every 4 years.
I give myself a year and a half to pay off all my bills. I don't want no bills when we go on strike.
Greason's wife also works for GM, so both of them are taking a hit.
You can't think the auto industry is like guaranteed to be there for you. You have to prepare yourself. They pay you good wages. You prepare yourself for any situation that happens.
GM says it offered the union $7 billion in new investments as part of these negotiations, plus solutions for the plants in Ohio and Michigan that it's idling, though it didn't explain what those solutions would be.
Obviously, I'm leery when they say they offer a solution.
Dave Green was president of the UAW local in Lordstown, Ohio, until he transferred to GM's Bedford, Indiana plant last month.
I live in a new area now, right? But I'm not going to buy a residency here until I understand what's in this contract.
No matter what happens, he says he's now committed to Indiana. Any solution for his old plant in Lordstown would be too late for him. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.